Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for thou art faithful, Lord. You have always been a faithful Lord to every one of us who put our trust, O Lord, in you. And we thank you once again, Lord, that we are able to gather today, Lord, even in difficult times. But we know the hour we will live in, Father. So let our hearts always rejoice, Father, in thy spirit, in thy word, in thy presence, O Lord, in all that you are to us, Father, in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you today, Lord, for thou art truly worthy of praise. We just want to bless you, even as we come together in fellowship, Lord, and let us to hear your word for our days, Father. We thank you today, Father, Lord, as we approach thy word now. We pray, the Lord, you open our hearts and our minds, Father, to look at your plan and the purpose for the hour that we live in, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we commit this service to you. Amen. Amen. My message, I entitled it, The Winds Are Blowing. I would like to relate to you, I would like to tell you the dream that I had on Thursday early morning. I guess I believe it to be around before 5 o'clock in the morning, because I woke up at 4:55. This dream that I had, I found myself in the home of Brother Jimmy. It looked like his home, but yet not quite like his home. You know, dreams are strange. We were having a service, like gathering in the home, before we were, you know, before this circuit breaker came in. You know, we had twice in his place, I believe, or two or three times in his place. So I thought, well, the service was over. So I was standing this way, as you're looking at me now. And I'm not facing the camera. I'm not facing the people. The people were behind. The church was behind me. And they were there. I could see all of them, and they were there. Now they were there sitting, and now they were there standing. But I could see all the faces, that it was a big television set there. And it was a live streaming thing. You know. And they were all there. The heads were all there. They were looking. And the service was over, and we said, well, we could sing a song as we close. Now, when I was standing diagonally, I was looking at the wall. Now, if you know Brother Jimmy's home, he has a sliding door that goes to the kitchen. And the other side of the wall is just a wall. But in the dream, it wasn't like that. In the dream, the sliding door was on the other side, all the way, and it opened up to the sky. And I could I could just move the sliding door to the side, and I could go out, as if it was a veranda. But there was no veranda there. It was just a latch, about 4 or 5 feet latch. And there is no guard to keep me from falling out. Now, that's how the situation was in the room. So I was looking out, and the church was behind me on television screen or monitor, a big screen. But yet, the presence was real, because they're all standing up looking like as if the head is coming off, you know. And while I was standing, there was a table. And the table, there was a box. And so I said, let's sing a song. And I was thumping on the box, you know, to make a rhythm, like usually my habit when I, you know, in the church where we had the pulpit, when we sing, we thump on that, on the pulpit. So I said, let's get to sing a song. Now, as the song came, I was thumping or hitting it on the box. Now, the song has a rhythm, but it's not a song that we frequently sing. But it has a rhythm that reminds me of the song that was recently introduced to us by Brother Plotsy, a faithful God, you know. So, I was thumping and the music was on, and as I was thumping, I look out to the window, the sliding glass door, And there was, the sky was bright with this big cloud. And it was cloud, which, you know, you probably, well, I'll show you the image later on, but you can see, it's a cloud that is a, what we call a cumulonimbus, very big in the sky. And behind the cloud, there was this sun that was shining behind the cloud. It radiates up, it was spokes of light. Alright, the same thing is that when I was looking out there, it attracted my attention, it was calling for my attention. So I moved forward. And as I moved forward and the rest of you were singing, I left the thumbing on the box and moved out to look at it. So as I moved out, I saw this big cloud with angels standing on the left side of the cloud. But angels, when I say angels, don't think about angels having wings. You know, it was just men standing there. And it was just a small group. I didn't count them, but when I woke up, I know how many of them were there. Okay, this is what I had in my dream. So, when I was moving out towards the glass sliding door, I pushed back so I could go out onto the ledge. So when I went out to the ledge, I saw this image of this seven men standing right there, looking towards that bright light that was coming from the center of the cloud. Now in the image here, you can see it's behind the eagle. And the sun was so bright, it was getting brighter, brighter coming out. So when I moved up there, I saw this eagle, image of an eagle. It's not a real eagle flying, just an image of an eagle, just almost like what I put here on this picture. And as I look closer, I turned around as I went out there onto the light. I turned around and said, come and see. You know, I was calling out. And when I turned around, looking for who may come, and there was this little buddy of mine, Adam. And he was wearing red as usual. Okay? And he was just beside me, you know. And then I turned back and looked again. This eagle, the light, because the light behind was getting brighter, the eagle sort of faded away. As it began to fade away, there was this bear, an image of the bear, right behind him, started to appear. And the light, or the sunlight behind the clouds, that was shining through the center of that large cloud, getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and then I woke up. Now, you might wonder, what is this about this eagle and this bear? You know, and in the dream, the eagle that I saw was the American boar eagle. And then here was that bear that started to appear. The image of the bear started to appear. Now, some of you may wonder what the significance of this eagle and the bear is all about. Now, in the Bible, when we look into the Bible, we always see animals or beasts that are shown to in visions to the prophets, and you can see that the animals, the beast, represents nations of the world. So now today, what's going on in the world today? We have for the last, 20, 30 years or so, America and China have a lot of problems with each other. Over economy, over trade, of computer chips and all these things, and even the 5G, you know, issue. So now it seems that the world is focused on the present issue now, that the virus that we have came from China, and of course everybody is blaming on China, even so much so that the Chinese are being ridiculed and the Chinese being bullied, and all this accusation, even what we read in the paper in England, what they did to a Singaporean here because he's Chinese, and they call it coronavirus and stuff like that, and what happened in Australia as well. So when I got up from this dream, I realized one thing. The world's attention is focusing on the very present issue, and the issue between America and China. But this vision that I had, kind of odd, but it's a blessing to me. The American eagle The ego, I mean, when the cloud appear with that bright light, you know, it shows us something that the coming of the Lord is soon. Because we know that the Lord is going to come. When I saw that, I saw this angel, this servant man, the angels being messengers, standing there looking towards the bright light. And then this American eagle appeared. Now, that represents the nation of America. And as far as I remember back then, that a president by the name of Benjamin Franklin, and I think you all know who Benjamin Franklin is, the one who flashed the kite, and I think got electric shot and know what that is. Well, he said one thing about the American eagle. He said that the American eagle, he said he don't like that as the symbol for America because the American eagle, it's an opportunistic bird. And what I think that is true, but if we describe it, it's opportunistic, but it's a lazy bird. You only sit and watch and take advantage of other birds who already caught something, and then this eagle would then try to rob him of his prey. You know, and Benjamin Franklin believed that, he suggested that it should be the turkey. You know, an American turkey to be the symbol. All right, so that was kind of funny though. Well, anyway, that was the symbol for America. Now, the bear. You see, in the dream, there was no dragon. And we know that dragon represents China. Huh? And in Singapore, what is our symbol? It's a Malayan. All right, so what's the symbol of, what does the bear symbolize? It symbolizes Russia. Now, many people don't know that the bear symbolizes Russia. So in the dream, that eagle was there, and it comes up first, and then behind the bear start coming up, the image start to appear behind this eagle. And then the bright light in the center started getting brighter, and I woke up. The bear represents Russia as a Russian bear, because back in the 16th century, the Americans, you know, make fun of the Russian being clumsy, you know, big and brutal, you know, and always call them Russian bear. And in so much so that how many years later they decided to the Russian themselves took this bear as their own symbol. So it's a Russian bear that comes up. So no matter what the world is looking at now with all this COVID virus thing, that we as Christians should remember the prophecy of Scripture, how things would develop as to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Barbara said, you know, watch Russia. Watch the enemy from the north. Watch the nation up there in the north. You know, that's what America will have to deal with. Okay, now let's go to the book of Daniel. Now, there will be things that I'll be said today might be repetitive, but it's important for me to go through that because for the sake of others in other countries. Book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. Now in this verse, in this chapter of Daniel 7, you know, God is giving this vision to Daniel concerning the Gentile nation that was just in his day and ahead. So all the animals you see there represent what we know, you know, Babylon and then Medo-Persia and then the Grecian and then the Romans and so on. All right, it says the four winds of the heaven, it means the four quarters of the earth. The whole of, you know, at that time the known world, of course, was the world that we know of in the Bible. That is, doesn't include China, doesn't include India, because it was the area of the Mediterranean, the Roman Empire, all in that place. So the vision shown to Daniel from the earthly perspective, God is telling him that this will be the forces that will be coming from all around the world, all around you, from the four quarters coming upon you. And you will strove upon the great sea, which of course is the Mediterranean Sea, But the Red Sea represent the Gentiles. You see, what's coming? Alright, now go to Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1 to verse 4. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, this is the vision of John. You know, as the four angels, if they were to lose these four winds, the demonic spirits that were loose, that will be loose from the bottomless pit, and they will do a whole lot of damage to this earth. They will manipulate the powers of nations, and they will approach the time where Armageddon will come. Now we know that if you remember Revelation chapter 11, I believe, where John saw the bottomless pit. And he said, when the bottomless pit was open, there are all kinds of creatures come out, the locusts and all that, thick smoke appear. And we know, of course, this represents the devil, whose name, of course, we know, have Abaddon and Apollyon and Lucifer, the great old serpent. And he will have all that demonic spirit of his go all over the world and deceive the nation, impersonating, manipulating. Now, John saw this vision back in 96 AD. Now, that was a long time ago. But he saw this vision, and we realized that by this time where we are now, we already have seen that the bottomless pit, the trap has already been opened slowly. He didn't like lose everything out. And when it opened, we slowly over time, we see all these things being manifest more and more until hell breaks loose. And we already seen part of what's going on already. Let me say this, that we know that Christ is coming back. And Christians around the world, they are looking for the coming back. Or Christ coming, and they believe they'll go in the rapture. And, you know, on the YouTube, on the internet, there are so many channels and so many websites, and there have been a lot of take of who the Antichrist is and how, what they are expecting. So over the years, there have been many takes on who the Antichrist is. Some say that it was Henry Kissinger, and one time they said that Donald Reagan, because his or his three name contains six letters each, so he's 666. Okay, different ones, you know. So everybody is trying to figure out who the Antichrist is, but we all know who the Antichrist is anyway. But the thing is that we know Christ is coming, and a certain event must take place first. Is that right? But the question is, how do we know what's going to happen? How is it going to happen? Okay, let's look at this time now. We expect Christ coming to come back. And we know that there are two witnesses that are coming. Okay, and we know that there is going to be a great tribulation. And then after that, we have Armageddon and so on. But the question is, how is this event, how do all these events comes about? How would it appear? You know? For example, we know the Antichrist, who the Antichrist is, but how will the Antichrist appear and make a treaty or a covenant with the many politicians and the Jews and whoever they involved for 1 week or 7 years? How do we know, how are we to know when this thing going to be? Is it going to be, well, you get up one morning and you turn on the news media and say, oh, the Pope is signing a peace treaty. Is it going to be, you know, something so clear, you know, that we say, we know. You see, the thing is that if we look into the Old Testament, you know the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, they were given a promise. They were told by God, by the prophets, that they will have a Messiah. They were looking for the Messiah. Yes, they have all the sacrifices that they enact every year and every so often in different festivals, the seven feasts. And they look at it and say, okay, this is what it represents. We're going to have a sin offering, represent that, oh, our God is going to be our Messiah, and things like that. And they were looking forward to it. And when Jesus came, how is it that they missed it? You see, tradition many times just blind the people to how the revelation of God will unfold. They miss the revelation of God's plan and His purpose. Just like in our days today. Now, we had a message. A messenger that was sent to get us out from the system and to come back to His word. But when the messenger came, how is it that the denomination missed that? They miss it because of tradition. They do not believe that there's going to come a man with Elijah's spirit. And they miss Malachi 4, 5, and 6 because they think that it was only for Israel. They do not know the mysteries that is hidden. And that's why when Jesus, you know, when He taught the people in His days, He taught them in parables. And even the disciples did not understand. They said, why do you teach in parables? And the disciples did not even understand. And Jesus explained, as we know in Matthew 13. Or was it Matthew 7? The summary parables. You see, when Jesus taught in parable, He had a reason. You see, the word of God, you don't cast pearls before swine. Because the swine were just dirty. They see no value in these pearls. You know? So when He taught them in parable, we realized, He said that in hearing, they hear not. Because when it comes to the mystery of God, it is hidden from the wise and the foolish. From those who think that they are all-knowing, everything. But tradition is what causes them to be blinded. They are just looking at what they have been taught by their elders who are handing down traditions to them. You see? So they have an idea of when Messiah comes. They expect, oh, He comes as a king and restore all the kingdom of Israel back to them. And extol back all that temple worship back to them. They don't even have an idea. They don't even have a revelation of what was given to them in the tabernacle of Moses and what those prophecies meant. Except man that we know, as we read, as we study in the book of Hebrew the last several weeks, men like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all those, you know, that's recorded there, that they have a revelation of what God had for them. So now, Israel missed the whole thing when Christ came. And they completely rejected him after, you know, 10, 20 years. And then Paul was sent by the Lord to the Gentiles. Because they were so blind to the truth, and they don't want it, they were holding on to their tradition. That's why Hebrew, the book of Hebrews, were written to those Hebrew converts. To let them know what you already have is the truth. Don't go back to tradition. So now the gospel has come to the Gentile, and now we are coming to the end part of the church age. And we all expect the coming of Christ. But how are the events going to unfold? We all know the scripture. We all know what it says concerning Christ's coming. And we have the message. Yes, come back to the Word. We ground ourselves in the Word. We leave tradition alone. But now we have to grow in the Word and understand how Christ is going to come for His bride. Now we sing the song, Christ is coming, you know, it can be morning, noon, or night. Yes, is that right? We sang that song. We sing that song often. I mean, there's a song that was written back then, you know, that Christ can come in morning, noon, and night. As if there all of a sudden, the rapture takes place, you'll flow up into the air, into the sky. But we know that's not going to be all of a sudden. They call it the imminent return of Christ. He can come any time. And they have got a certain verse without understanding. Like two in the field, one be taken, and two in sleeping in the bed, one taken. So they think it's a sudden event, you know, like that. But we know it is not a sudden event. Because there is always this parousia. As it happened in the first advent of Christ, so it's happening in the second advent of Christ. And so we are in this junction of time now. When we look at, you know, this second coming, how are things going to be? What things must come, you know, that will create the situation for the Antichrist to come in? And this is something that we are looking at. And we have, of course, for years, looking at certain events, how they unfold. And even at this time now, we have this coronavirus going on. And the situation in the world today, we have the political issue. We have the religious issue. We have the economy, the economical issue. We have the military issue. Now we have these four winds that are striving. And John saw these four angels holding back these four winds. It's just like bulldogs or wild dogs being chained to a pole or to a tree. And they are being stirred and they are forcing themselves away from trying to break the chain and be let loose. And this is what we are seeing in the world for the last 30 years or so now. It's slowly building up, you know, like wild dogs, the winds are forcing and moving and trying to be released onto the world. But God had a plan. Hold it back. Don't let it destroy the world until I have sealed the 144,000 of the tribe of Israel. So what is going on right now? Now every subject that like I said last Sunday, every subject, every discussion, everything, every topic, when we talk about it, anyone can say it's a controversy thing. It's a controversial subject. Yeah, you ask people, is Jesus Christ controversial? Of course he is. You know, Is President Trump controversial? He is. Is antibiotic controversial? He is. Is using petroleum, is using what called gasoline for your car controversial? Yes, it is. Huh? Is computer controversial? Of course. Anything can be controversial. And so when you talk about Jesus, of course, he's the most controversial man. That's why the Bible asks the question, what think you of Christ? Simple thing. What would you do with this man called Jesus? Huh? If you think that, well, he's a controversial figure, that's why I don't believe in him. He said he's the Son of God, but he never healed all the sick. Why didn't he heal the sick? Well, he doesn't heal all the sick. Why, well, he only one or two here and there? So you call him a healer? A God who is God of mercy, a loving God? So he's controversial. He's a controversial person. So I don't believe in him. So, when we come to any subject, it will always be. But now, I want to relate this something to here, because our subject is the winds are blowing. But there is something else that we'll talk about. I have given you the dream that I had of this present hour. As well, the world attention is focused on America and China, America and China. And yet, at this present time, the Pope is kind of quiet. And the activities of terrorism, as we know in the past, with this extreme Islamic group, kind of quiet a little bit now too, but except for Lebanon out there. And for the first time in history, we have Mecca shut down. Nobody goes there anymore. Things are developing to where, certainly, somehow or other, in the next few years perhaps, we are going to see lots of more problems than what we see today. This is just perhaps when the Bible, as we say from the Bible, says this is the beginning of sorrow. This is just the beginning. Yes. Okay, now, at this present hour now, let me talk about these virus things again. It's a controversial subject. COVID-19. What is it? And out there on YouTube and many other channels, and whoever speak about the COVID-19 and about the 5G issue, they have banned it from YouTube. Oh yeah, there have been a lot of discussion on this. But let's look at this issue. You said, Brother Gandhi, this might be your opinion. Yeah, let it be my opinion. But let us look at the facts. Let us find out, where on earth did this virus come from? Is it a natural phenomenon, a natural thing that happened? Or is it this virus was engineered? Can we prove from the Bible? Can we look at the Bible for our present day of all these things that is happening? Right, so let us take a little background. Something which I already told you about. And you probably know about it. Now, back last year in the month of December 2019, this virus appeared in China. And it was according to the news. I mean, this is according to the news, right? So the news is here, the news is there, and all sorts of reports out there. But it started, and it was said it came out from Wuhan, in Hubei, out there in China. And then news quickly spread that it was because of the market that had a lot of this wildlife for sale, for consumption. They were all in cages, the bats, even the guinea pigs, the snakes, and the turtle, and whatnot. There are so many of them in this wet market. So they said that the virus spring up from there. And then more news came later on that it spread, it jumped from the bat. They said it's from the bat. And they said that they have found out the certain genetic thing that is in this virus from the bat, And that is what they found also in the those who are infected. So they say it's from the bat. But how did it get to human? They say, oh, it jumped from the bat to the animal to human. Okay. Alright. So I want you to look, I want you to use a little common sense here. That's why I said, you use a little common sense, look at the fact. Rather than just to hear what the news say, and then you know, and then you say, oh, it's controversial and so forth. Okay. Alright, so it's from bat to human. At first, when the news came out, I said, okay, alright, sounds logical. But then as a few weeks later and more news came out in January, then I said, wait a minute. How could it be because of the wildlife that the virus jumped from bat to animals, then to human? Or even from the bat directly to the human? When the Chinese people has been eating this for almost 2,000 years, they eat. You know, we know that as the Chinese used to say that, you know, the joke, they say, we Chinese eat everything that flies, except the helicopter. So, they eat everything that crawls. They eat anything that flies. Yep. When you talk about bats, when I was young, back in the 60s, early 60s, then, out there in the marketplace, where I think Borough Paul would remember in Dawson Road, it's somewhere when they quit start the place where they sell, there's a market there. And in the evening, there is this man that came with his bicycle and a cage behind his bicycle. And he was selling bats. Bats. There were several bats in that cage. And people were buying. So, of course, I was young then, you know, where do you get an opportunity to eat a bat? When you're just a kid and we don't have money to buy a bat, I would like love to try and see what a bat tastes like. I mean, human beings, you know, we eat all kinds of things anyway. So, they were there selling it also. So, China have been eating all this wildlife thing in all these years, and what about this kind of virus that jump from animals to human? And how does it jump? Now, you heard about swine flu? Yeah, I got to understand with the swine flu in the sense, you get this, all the swine all start dying, they get fever. And does it jump to human being? That human being also get swine flu? If so, how? Yeah, I know the pigs are dirty. You know, the snot that they have is so dirty, and this, you know, the oozes out all that saliva and the stuff. Yeah, when you're a farmer, you touch it, yeah, you might get some kind of disease from them. But you ever get sort of swine flu that passed to human, that there's an epidemic? Or you just get people get sick? So, you just think about these things. So, later on, news leaks out, they say, oh, okay, it's a bio lab that is near Wuhan that this virus leaks out. And later on, of course, they say it was from America, bio lab, you know, in Maryland. A place from a military camp called Fort Detrick. They have this bio lab there where they, well, meddle with the microorganism, dangerous microorganism, virus, bacteria, whatever. So it was a little when I heard, then I saw this paper, the independent UK newspaper. Well, they said how that the virus was brought to India because the soldier went to visit Wuhan there, and this soldier was infected and went over there. Of course, that's what the news media said, and they denied that. And so everybody is blaming the nations of China and is blaming US for that, but it's kind of very quiet, but American is always blaming China more, and the news came on coming out. And the problem is the world today is that the news media has become the mouthpiece of nations. It's not the people, actually. It's more of the news media, because they spread all over the world with their news. Now, why do people want to have this virus, or this biolab? You know, Singapore, we have a biolab. It's pharmaceutical biolab. But countries like China, America, and all the Europe, and in Russia, they even have a biolab in a place called Gorky. Why do nations have biolabs? Why are they doing in there? Why do they want to keep a valve? With keeping this virus and manipulate this virus or manipulate any bacteria. Why do they want to do that? For goodness sake, why do you want to do that? If there is an apocalypse coming, what will you store? You and I probably will store, a farmer perhaps, or a nation will store vials of seeds, different seeds of plants and vegetables and fruit trees. They will store that, of course. You know, or store the eggs of animals and the sperms of animals. They store them later on when the apocalypse is over. And they could breed them back and the seed can be planted. But why on earth do they want to store vials of viruses? Why do they want to do that? What is the purpose? Well, you know, the present issue now, they have brought in Bill Gates. And even now on YouTube, they say Bill Gates is the Antichrist. I mean, the Christian churches, even some now saying bigger is the Antichrist. He is behind this whole thing. He's the one that wanted to have this mandatory vaccination program. You know. And in fact, he said all things that was brought it out in the news. You see? And saying about how that they put a chip, RFID chip, in the vaccine and inject the people. So that you can trace them wherever you have. That's why we have app tracing today. What do you think? What is technology going on? You see the technology that we have today. You know, mankind, we are very smart. As the Bible says, man has become like God. So we create things, you know. And has God given Adam the power to have dominion over the animals? So now mankind is not having dominion over the animals now. Mankind, wicked mankind, they want to have dominion over everybody they can, every nations of the world. Think about it. Think about the resources. And the most powerful nation in the world today is America. So Bill Gates has Bill Gates Foundation. Or the Gates Foundation. He had this foundation with his wife. He's a good friend with Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, of course, is the head of the department dealing with health and stuff like that. So they channeled $3.9 million American dollars to China to complete, to finish up the research on the coronavirus. Why on earth do they want to do a research on the coronavirus? Well, they always have a reason. Everybody have a reason, sure. You must have something to back up what you're going to do. I believe that's my take. So they say, there are many countries, they have pigs, goats, they are dying. And they found it was to do with this virus thing. So they do a research on the virus and try to come up with some sort of a vaccine for the animals so to keep them healthy. So that was in 2013, but in 2018 something happened now. They got this $3.9 million grant and bring it over to China and to have the research finished, complete there in China. But why didn't they do it in America? Well, what's wrong with the lab, biolab out there in Maryland? So, something must have happened. You know, there's a lot of secrets that the nations are hiding. The powerful men. You know, there's a lot of powerful wicked men in the world. And these are rich people. Remember that. And many, many big guys out there, rich guys out there, they are members of some religious cult, like the Illuminati and Masons and whatever else. Even the Israelites are involved in some of these things that is going on. Huh? Because you know, America and Israel are very close together. There's nothing a secret. Now, of course, there are a lot of hush hush. So when people like Snowden leaks out what the governments have been doing, whoa! That's a big problem, isn't it? Pilbright Institute, which the Gates Foundation, give the grants to, they are saying that the purpose was to evaluate antibody delivery platforms in a natural host, swine's influenza model, and facilitate the selection of NABS to be taken to human clinical trial. So what is NABS? It is a short form for monoclonal antibodies. And these are antibodies that are made by identical immune cells that are all clones of a unique parent cells. And now we know, of course, why the world, the scientists are always manipulating, doing all the experiences and dealing with genes and all this, splicing and all this. And you heard about these clone things, right? I don't know how many years ago now. You heard about Dolly? The sheep Dolly? How they clone the sheep? Yeah. You see? And, well, that's what they want to do. They make all them clones, identical immune cells. They are all clones of the unique parent cells to be taken for clinical, to human clinical trials. Why do you want to do that? To save the world. Yeah, one of the reasons why they want to save the world is because the world is overpopulated. Yeah. See, think about it. They want to save the world. The only way, they said, they have to depopulate the world. They have to depopulate the world. There are too many people. You know, there's something going on that we know that the devil is going out into this world. And God allows it. God permitted it. Because God knows all these things that is going to happen. Now we all know that God knows. When before he created Adam, he knew that Adam before. But why then he allows it? The Bible tells us that he allows it because there is a better body than this body. There are better things than this normally earthly life. So, all the things that happen or will happen, it was all God's plan and purpose to have a people that will be his family. Now, the spokeswoman of this Pilbright Institute, this is what she said concerning a vaccine. Now this is all, recorded and on a website, on the internet. She said this concerning a vaccine for infectious bronchitis virus. Only. And we have made 4 changes in the gene responsible for replicating the virus genetic material. This has weakened the virus so it is no longer able to cause disease and has potential to be used as a vaccine, but has not yet been developed. Now, interesting, isn't it? Yeah, interesting. This was on their website. They wrote it out. They put it out there. Why they have this? Why they are doing all this research? I mean, when I read it, this is scary. We have made 4 changes in the gene of the virus. Wow! That is responsible for replicating the virus genetic material. So this has weakened the virus so it is no longer able to cause disease and has the potential to be used as a vaccine. What is this all about the vaccine in this world? What do you want to matter with this? You want to save the pigs and the goats and the sheep and the cattle because they got disease? All you have to do, you want to solve this problem, is solve the pollution that is on the earth today. Yeah, solve the pollution. Look, that's just about their climate changes. The industry, they dump all the poisons all over the place, and I go to history. There are things, even all that happened in America 50 years ago or so. They even make into movies. Contaminated water, contaminated field because the chemicals are being thrown all over the place. Huh? Look at Delhi in India. Before this shutdown things, lockdown, took place last month or two ago, Delhi has always been in smoke, literally. You go out, you see all these particles hanging in the air. But now, the lockdown, vehicles are not really moving. The air is quite clear now, isn't it? As you all know. It's pollution that are killing the people. It's nothing about this bacteria or this virus. What do you think God created viruses for? What do you think God created bacteria for? Like when I was talking to Brother Andrew Peary one time few months ago, he said, Brother Dan, my children will have a question for you. Huh? And one of them said, Brother Dan, why did God create mosquitoes? Because he hates mosquitoes. Why did God create mosquitoes? Interesting question, hey, for a kid to ask a question, why did God create mosquitoes? Why did God create spiders? Why did God snakes? Why did He create even all these little things that is a nuisance? The ticks or the fleas and everything. What did God create this fungus out there? The bacteria, what is all this for? You know, if you all know, common sense will tell you. And these things are not supposed to attack the body. Huh? Look, mosquitoes. Why don't God create mosquitoes? Oh, mosquito is just like any other insect that God created. They all have a certain plant, a certain food to eat. But why are they not attacking human beings? Why are they sucking the blood of a human? Huh? Because there is a change in the human body. And because there is some smell in the human body that attract this mosquito, which was not supposed to attract them. They are attracted to them like perhaps to the banana plant, where they feed on the sap, or some nectar, or some plant. But there's human being that after the fall, the greater, has more, as the Bible said, as sins are heaped upon the earth, upon mankind. Then find that the human body are getting worse, are getting weaker. There are more of these bacteria that's acting upon the body. Why do bacteria act upon the body? It breaks down the body. Bacteria were created, and the fungus were created, so when, for example, a fruit drop on the ground and nobody eats it, it will rot away, and the bacteria will break it up, break it down back to the minerals of the earth. The fungus do the same thing. Huh? When you die and your body are out there in the field for days, what happened to your body? But you don't act upon it. You know, a fly will feed on it. Maggots will come. Fungus will be there. Break down all that because we are all from the dirt of the earth. Thus thou shalt return. Whether you are buried in a coffin and put in a coffin or not, your body will still rot away. All because that thing that God created out there is to break the body down. You see. So when sin came upon the body, there is a change. It starts dying. And when it starts dying, the body is breaking down. And bacteria will act upon it to help break it down. And that's what the viruses are for, what the bacteria are for, the germs are for. You know. So what do you want to manipulate with this? What do you want to meddle with this, the genes of the virus? Why? Why don't you leave them alone? It's not going to hurt you. The problem it hurts you is because your immunity, your immune systems are weak. So if your immune system is strong, you won't have this problem. And that's a real fact. It's a junk food that you've been eating. So it causes all this problem. So hope that makes sense to you. When you talk about meddling, GM food. You know GM food, right? I didn't know much about it, you know, until when I went over to the Philippines. When I was in Butuan City, brother, also and I and a few other brothers and sisters, we went out there to the plaza there, and there was this, there were the shops there that were selling things, and there was this grocery shop, their brother, that I was working and looking at, because there were a lot of sacks, different sacks of different kind of rice. And the price tags are there. So brother also was telling me, he said, look at the price tag, brother. See the cheapest one there? That's a GM rice. Wow. Who started that? Monsanto Company. They meddled with the gene of the rice so that it could grow fast. And it's cheap. You could feed the people in the Philippines, feed many of them. But are they really helping the people, or are they going to destroy the life of the people? Huh? God had created the way it was created, now you're meddled with it. God said this rice will take so many days to grow. No, man says, I'm better than God. I can have this rice grown in half the time. Oh, yes. That is why human beings are always on the move. The Bible says men are running to and fro. Now look at your computer. Back in those days when I first had the computer, those days, you know how it was? A piece of floppy little thing that you insert in, you're going to wait, kika, 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 before, pop, comes out a prompt sign. No picture, nothing, a blank screen. With the caret signs there. It just says C. So you got to type something. And whenever you want to save the file, you can see it goes to the little floppy disk. You call it floppy because floppy goes zika, 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 and okay. And it takes, I don't know how many hours to boot it up. I'm exaggerating. But today, look at the speed of the computer today. Look at what's going on. 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. Now it's coming out. In Singapore, in 2 months, 2 years' time, they're going to have it in Singapore. And now, I was told that in China, they are developing the 6G now. But everybody wants to be fast. Want more information. But this technology, you know how the Antichrist will use it. So, Monsanto Company came up with all this to try to help the people in the world with the crops. So what do they invent? They have what we call GM food or GM crops. And then they invented to try to get rid of the pests. And you probably have it in your home. A little spray can by the name of Bayer. You heard it? Bayer. For mosquitoes, for cockroaches. They are the ones that invented that. Bayer is under Monsanto's company. Do you know how much people suffered out there in Brazil when they developed this herbicide and they spray in the field the crops? And the people were affected. Many of them got cancer and other afflictions in the body. They are being sued now. Actually, they have been sued for so many years now. People are dying because of all these things that man made. As I said, this man made, man destroys. Nothing good that man made has ever really, you know, good. Some people say, but again, the internet's good because, you know, we can have fellowship like this. Oh, yeah, of course. You can, we have fellowship like this through the internet. It's good, isn't it? Why is good? It's bad. In the first place, this would not have happened if there is no coronavirus, if there is no lockdown, no circuit breaker. This thing would not have happened. You think about it. You think the life of the people back 300-400 years ago are not as good as we have today? Oh, because today we have airplanes, we can visit the world and other countries and see Venice and see Paris and see America, and maybe to Norway. What is this all about? And those that don't have planes, so why can't you be in where you are and be happy? Controversial subject, yeah. GM food. It's okay. There's no problem with it. Well, to those who think who are perhaps making money out of that, you know, and part of a company that sells this propagating that, that's cause no problem. It's good, and there's no controversy, nothing. But you know, there's a lot of misinformation. Take for example, soybean. What about soy? Tofu. Is tofu good for you? You know, a lot of people, you see quite a great number of people in America who think that's taking tofu or soy is bad. You might get gynecomastia. You know, my father, you know, he ate quite a lot of tofu. He ate, you know, he had one piece like this almost every day. And my father is as skinny as I am. There was no signs of any gynecomastia. I don't know. People there are saying, this is bad, that is bad. You know, misinformation really kills a lot of people. Right, now, I have received several WhatsApp tags and email from some believer overseas, Africa, Philippines, and they ask, brother again, because of what they read on the news regarding the 5G that was over there in Wuhan when this virus came out. And one brother in Africa asked my brother again, is it true that the 5G created this coronavirus? I don't know, maybe he read it wrongly or heard it wrongly from the news or something. I said, no. The 5G has nothing to do with the coronavirus. But I can tell you one thing, 5G has a problem. People won't believe it. Huh? But I told the brother, I said, the 5G causes health problems. That's why when I first, I remember when I first had my mobile phone. You know how I hold my mobile phone? Whenever I ring and answer the phone, this is how I hold it. I have my finger like this, about away from the phone, and I put it on my ear like this and answer the phone. I don't press it against my ear. I hold it like this. He might ask, why do you do that, brother again? Did somebody tell you about the 4G issue? It burns your ear or something? I says, no. How do I know about the danger of phone? Let me tell you what I know. Back in the 60s, and I've said this before, I read this article on what happened in India. You know, India, they were putting out all this electrical cable, building all this transformer, this station. And then they have to take the electricity to those in another town and out there into the nearby suburb of the town. So they're laying all this cable and all that, and they have this transformer out there on the pole. And then they built this quarter for the workers who live near the substation, which is all this big tower and a transformer and whatever, you know, were up there. And the quarters were built right below it. And there were few families, workers usually, you know, provide quarters for them, and the family will live in their quarters. And they built it there for them so that they could constantly look after this substation or this transformer or whatever, so that, you know, to keep electricity going. And there was this article that said that after several years down the road, the children, the family, they were suffering. They have problem with their health. Now, it's not just one family, but those that stay in the quarter under that. That's why I remember when I went over to Lebanon and stayed in Brother Pierre's home, I looked up the window where the room was. You know, Brother Pierre's home is on a mountain. I don't know how high from the elevation, I don't know how high, but it's high. Because we have to take the road that goes running up. And then, when I look up the building, I saw this big tower there with this big disc and all this antenna there. And I said, Brother Pierre, do you know what is this, right? He said, yeah, we have been trying to get the government to move this away. I know it's a hell hazard. Only foolish people don't think that it's a hell hazard. Because, you know, it doesn't mean that you live in it for 1 year, you get a problem. No, it takes time before your health deteriorates. You see. So, it was the article, you know, that reminded me. So, when I had the phone, I know that there's radiation. Alright, some people might not think much about radiation. So, now, when Brother James Willie came to Singapore, I think last year, and him and me, we went out to Mustafa. Now, you heard me talk about this story, but for the benefit of those overseas. We were there in Mustafa. He was on look around and see what he wanted to buy. So he passed by this area where they were selling mobile phone. You know. So we walked past and we saw the sign, a little poster up there. And the poster is showing this, and you know about what I showed you last time, right? First up. Now, this was what they would come. I asked him, is there something for the phone to remove the radiation? Yeah, it was. So I didn't hesitate to buy it. And Brother Willie didn't hesitate to buy it because he knew. So we bought it. Now, the thing is this, is how much of the radiation can affect you? Now, let me tell you about my own personal health. Do you know in America today, it is said that 90% of the U.S. household owns a microwave oven. I don't know whether you do own it or not. What does it do to the food? What does it do to food? Now, back in those days, I only had microwave oven when I was married. After when I was married. So because you find that it convenient. Okay. So all you do is to make coffee, put a cup of water in there, zip it up, melt it up, and it's very quick. You get water now, and you just put your coffee powder in there and stir it, and you make a coffee. And never think much about it. Food, I want to eat, zap it, warm it up, zap it quickly.
It just been a few seconds, your food is warm inside already. That was when I thought was married. But the thing is that microwave, is it dangerous? Well, America invented that. American man invented that. And they touted it as a marvelous machine. You know? And I was told that back those days when I read articles that Russia was not interested in that. But somehow, you know, the manufacturer and the touted it's good and all this. So today 90% of U.S. household owns one. But the thing is that have they considered the effect? And if you go to snoops.com, they will tell you it's fake news. There's nothing, no problem using microwave oven. Really? You should see what people do with the test. You know how they do the test? They take two young plants, siblings, they're growing up. Same kind, same soil, put in two different pots. They water one plant with microwave water. You microwave the water, create that, of course, and then water the plant. And you go and look into some different people experimented that to see whether it is true that microwave have a problem when you microwave the food. So if the water is feeding to the plant and the plant gets sickly and die, what does it tell you? What have you been drinking? What kind of water have you been drinking? Oh, Brother Gam, when you zap the water, it's H2O. It just vibrates, it gets hot. When you cool it down, it's still the same old thing. Really? Then what did the plant die? Okay. No side effect. I'll tell you a little about it. Let me ask you this question. How many of you have been to hospital to have MRI? Yeah, I've been there, I think about two or three times. You know, I have no choice, but, it's better than having a CT scan. We have more radiation. But this is, MRI is what you call magnetic resonance imaging. So, there's no problem, you see, no problem. I know there's a sideways. But let me say this, sideways, okay, one time it have a year or 2 years later or 3 years later, and they have one, that's okay, I understand. But you know, why did the technician, when you are in the MRI machine, why did they move away? Why do they hide behind in the room? Why? Why don't they stand here in the machine? no side effect. Anything that is magnetic frequency, whenever, there is always an effect. Okay, now, flu issue here. Because I'm laying the foundation to tell you later on when you go to Genesis, okay, to find out what's about all this virus and the 5G issue. Okay, this is, perhaps, the program that's not a biblical subject. Well, it is. When we come to find out what lies behind these things. Now, you know, I hardly got flu when I was young. But I get it more often after I was married. You know, after I was married, and a few years later, because the children were born, we bought a microwave oven. Primarily convenient. So we use up zap, 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 zap. Well, a couple of years down the road, I found out, wow, every time there is a flu in Singapore, you know, in Singapore you can get flu twice a year, in fact. There's a flu season as if they're twice a year. At least once a year people can get flu. And I used to get flu sometimes twice in a year. And the pain over my shoulder and this headache and this cough and my temperature so and so on. You know? So I was, well, I said, wow, what's going on here? I'm having it for almost 10 years. Yes. Almost 10 years. So, What made me think that something is wrong here? And I was thinking, is it a microwave? Because I've been using a microwave oven very often. So later on, I said, okay, I'm not going to use a microwave oven anymore. But that microwave oven is expensive, almost $2,000. And it has convection also. So we never use that anymore. I never use that for microwave my food anymore. Or microwave water. Use convection current. Of course, I don't boil water using that. It takes a little soil and waste of energy. So I just boil up the water. So we use the microwave oven, which is also a convection one, until it's, I don't know where we dispose of it or sell it off or whatever. I can't remember now. But I used to get sick. Until I get really so sick in Bhutan. I think it was in the year 1985 or something. And I realized, of course, I need to keep my health. Drinking cold water while I'm preaching was no good. You know, but after that year, when I had this big problem with my lungs and coughing that separate the lungs from the wall, and it took me 6 months before I got better. So the microwave oven was all sold out, or I sold it away, or I just disposed it. I don't remember. But since that time now, well, it has been maybe slightly more than 30 years, I have never been sick. I have never had flu. No temperature. No fever. Wow. And that's why I've always been in church. You don't see me absent from church. Now, I would tell some brother to preach. I cannot preach because I'm sick. I've got to stay home. So until now, God has kept my health. And I was wondering, you said microwave problem, the issue back then in the 74, 75, after Zoe was born, after for about 7 to 10 years, I think around that time, you know, was it caused by the microwave oven, that microwave food, I would say. You know, well, that made me wonder. Now, just take the facts. Just consider the fact. Don't say whether it's controversial or not. It may be to you. But right now, when we talk about this 5G issue now, 5G, now it's gigahertz. I don't know how many times, you know, from 2G to 3G to 4G to 5G. Now, I don't know how many cycles there is going, how many thousands of cycles. Now they're coming up with, they're approaching 6G. They are going to look into 6G in China, I was told now. So right now, in Wuhan city alone, there are 10,000 installed 5G antenna in Wuhan city. And how big is Wuhan city? Wuhan city itself is slightly twice the size of our whole island of Singapore. And they have 10,000 installed 5G antenna. Alright. Several months ago. And they're throughout China, 130,000. And the Chinese government has made building 5G a national priority. What about USA? Well, USA has approximately 10,000 5G antenna presently installed in major cities around the whole country. Right. In Singapore? Singapore is going to have it in the next 2 years. Now, I'm going to read you something here. I have this. I printed out from the computer. It is called 5G Appeal. Now, this is what the scientists and doctor warn of potential serious health effect of 5G. September 13, 2017. We, the undersigned, is more than 180 scientists and doctors from 36 countries recommend a moratorium, it means hold on, the rollout of the fifth generation 5G for telecommunication until potential hazard for human health and the environment have been fully investigated by scientists independent from industry. 5G will substantially increase exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic field, that is the RF, EMF, on top of the 2G, 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi, etc., for telecommunications already in place. RF, EMF has been proven to be harmful for human and the environment. Now, these are 180 scientists that made this, they signed for it, tell the government to hold it. In fact, there are over 230 scientists from more than 40 countries sit down and discuss about this. My next point here, now we know that they are Christian now, they are spreading that Bill Gates is the Antichrist because of the vaccine where he introduced the RFID things, right, to depopulate or to have his depopulation program using digital technology. Alright, well, like example GPS or app tracing and so on. Now, Christians, of course, are always trying to find out what's going on because we are all interested in Bible prophecy. I remember in the late 1970s, I read an article because I was in the denomination. I subscribed to a lot of magazines and go around, you know, getting them. There was this article put out by some Christian church, which, of course, not as very accurate, but it says that back then, something when the supercomputer was built, they have one that's supposed to be in Brussels or something, and there are others also in America, and they call it the Beast. Because it's huge, they all put it on the floor, you know, not like what you have a supercomputer on your desktop, but they are all on the wall, you know, with all the reels, the, what they call the magnetic tape that is going back and forth. So it is all housed on a certain floor, so they call it the Beast because it's huge. And now, one of them described this. It says that it is a 6-core memory computer with 60 bytes per word in conjunction with 6 bits to the character. It is named and advertised as the 6-60-6, 666. So they said that's the mark, that's the Antichrist, that's the Beast. So you have 666. Alright. But we know who, the Antichrist is. So, but now the thing is, if this vaccine that is being developed now, well, you know, America, people were making this, manufacturing this, and, you know, Bill Gates and the government, well, whoever's involved is big guys, the big players. I'm not talking about the people. No, I'm not talking about the citizens. I'm talking about the big players. Every nation has, you know, every nation has a government as a head. It's not the people that are evil. It's the people that are head. Either they are good or they are bad. You know, that's the only thing. And we know that America is heading for the pitfall. We know that America is going to be destroyed. The Bible tells us about it. The Bible tells us that America called the second beast. That should be a fact. So if they're going to force the people to take it by a mandatory vaccination program, what then? The question is, does a full vaccine really work? Does it? It works only temporary. And we all know that. Even what they said about those who were infected by this COVID-19, they might get reinfected again. Because as far as I know, I don't ever come across any flu vaccine. I'm not talking about vaccine, I'm talking about flu vaccine. I mean, there are vaccines that's good. The ketchup of your diphtheria, your measles, your rubella. Yeah, but I'm talking about the flu vaccine. Have you heard about any flu vaccine that immune you for life? Whenever you get a flu, is that flu, when you build up your antibodies and you say, oh, I'm immune. You're never immune to flu. That's why you get flu every so often. So why do you want to make a flu vaccine? Huh? Interesting, isn't it? And then they give injection. Now, I was talking to my brother Christopher, how the doctor told him, because he's weak and his lungs are small because after the operation, he need to get this flu vaccine, you know, regularly. Yeah, the people say, you're going to go overseas for a holiday, take a flu vaccine. Well, let me tell you something here. If my immune system is strong, you give me a flu vaccine, it lasts maybe 6 months to a year. And he said, you see, you went overseas, there are flus out there. You are kept away from the flu. How do you know that the vaccine was working instead of my immune system that is defending myself from that? See what I'm talking about? All this past 30 years or so now, people are suffering from flu and foot and mouth disease. I have not even have any experience of it. So was it because I got some vaccine? No. Here we have a COVID-19 lexicon. That was yesterday's paper. Now here, in one section, which I'm glad they printed out, at least being transparent, they have to print it out. It's about this test. They call it the RT-PCR test, which is represent for a reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction. They are telling you that it is not 100% positive. What did you say? How many of you have this paper? You should go read it. That you have false negative, false positive. There are those who have a false negative. Say, oh, you don't have the virus. You're okay. But actually, he may have it. And the other one, false positive. You know, and they'll say, oh, you are test positive for the disease. But actually, you don't have it. So why don't you want to test it for? You see, who's behind all that thing? WHO? Because the World Health Organization, the whole world is going to be involved in it. So everybody follow. That's why I'm saying that what George Bush said is true in 1991. Bring about the one world order. True, isn't it? So you got this World Health Organization, get America being the one who is the leading, most powerful nation. And all those players out there, the evil men out there, the control, the powerful men, the politician, the entrepreneur, the money-making, everything is about money, economy, power, control. This is moving on, brother and sister, towards the Antichrist takeover. Now, this technology that we have today, when it comes to the stage where the Antichrist would appear, he will make use of all this technology that is available in his hand. And by whatever means, he will bring about his own regime, his own kingdom. But that's what I'm saying now. The groundwork has to be prepared first. So think about whether this 5G issue, this coronavirus, this vaccine thing, and all this issue by WHO, are they not laying a groundwork? Keep your distance. 1 meter, 1.5 meter, 6 feet away. Wear a mask. Hey, we're all being controlled, isn't it? Are we not being controlled? You see, this is where we're talking about. The groundwork has to be laid to where, when the moment comes in, it is easy for the man to take over. That's true, you know. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 13. Alright, the groundwork must be put in place before the Antichrist come take it over, but who will provide the groundwork? Now, the Antichrist, who is the Antichrist? It's not Bill Gates, of course. Alright, we know who the Antichrist is. And he's just quite a quite a person now. He's not a kind of antichrist as he was in the beginning, back in, you know, in the 3rd, 4th century, when he go to war straight away. But now he's a man of peace. My brother and sister come in subtly, man of peace quietly. You know, very silent, he's not in the picture now. That's the first beast, right? They come out from the sea. And there is this 10 horns, and there is this woman that sits on it, riding it. But there is another beast that must lay the groundwork for this. So I want you to look at it. And the only one that would be able to do it is the second beast. Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. Now, dragon. Interesting word, dragon here. It's a Greek word for dracon. Of course, there's no such thing as a dragon. You know, where the one in Europe, European dragon has wings, right? Right? And fly. But the one in China is not. They have no wings. But he has four legs. The one in Europe has two legs and a pair of wings. But the one in China has four legs. And had no wings. But he could still move through the air. Okay, so it's not a kind of dragon. But the word dracon, it means in Greek, means very enchanting, fabulous serpent. It's a serpent, all right. But it's fabulous. I want to show you what John the Beloved saw on the Isle of Patmos. When he saw this animal rise up, what animal did he see? It was a bison. Now that's a bison you're looking at now. And look at the face. All right. This is an animal that don't exist in the Middle East. So John the Apostle, what does he describe? He said, I saw the beast that rise up from the land. That's America. And he had, then he said, he had two horns like a lamb. So what's a lamb? Okay, look at the lamb. So you know what a lamb look like? Okay, this is it. Okay, then he said he had two horns like a lamb. So now the lamb has horn. Okay, this is how the lamb's horn look like. So this is what John saw. All right. He didn't see a lamb, but the problem is many Christians today are propagating that what John saw was a lamb with two horns. The Bible did not say a lamb with two horns. It says a beast that has two horns that looks like a lamb's horn. All right, that's what the Bible said. Okay. So now America, let us go to the word now. America works with a European nation. You know, when there were allies in the First World War, Second World War, more or less, England went over there. America went over there too, and Second World War, they did the same, and they were buddy-buddy. What is America so close to the European nation? But you see, the European nation, you remember, that was where the Roman Empire exists. You got it? That's why the European Empire exists. So he came up from there, the first beast. So now the second beast is, well, you know, it's very close to it. Alright, so when we look at this, where this, the place where Romanism strived, that is in Europe, and you remember the spirit from the bottomless pit in Revelation 9, actually not really, earlier on, I said Revelation 11. So, how the second beast created the image to the beast, which of course is the ecumenical movement, which is later on Protestantism, and how it changes. And today they are having all this Pentecostalism and Charismanism. They were impersonating as if they have the real thing. And the Roman Catholic people are not embracing the same thing. And so an image was created in a way that bring all the daughters of harlots back to Mama Harlot. And that's what is being done. Is it hard for us to believe that the second beast has an agenda? Because I said this, George Bush said this in 1991. He said this. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause. Only the United States has both the moral standing and the means to back it up. Really? The moral. Only the United States has both the moral. The United States had the moral? I was wondering, have you ever looked what America had done to South America? Nicaragua, Chile, Bolivia, Honduras, all these countries in South America. What have they done? Venezuela, Grenada, or what about Iraq? What if George Bush went over to Iran? Did he not lie to the people that they have, have a weapon of mass destruction? Huh? Did they fire it? There was a book written by a lieutenant, I think. He was so fed up with his own government and his own army. He went with his platoon to go look for that. They were saying, there is there. He couldn't find one. So no wonder the Bible said the second beast is a liar. False prophet. It is true. You know that the world's biggest bully, which nation the world's biggest bully? It's America. Oh, Brother Daniel, the Asian people said that about us, America. No, you American yourself are saying it. That's right. And even President Duterte of Philippines hates America. That's true. You look at 911, who's behind it? Oh, Osama bin Laden. Oh, be careful. It's what the news people and what they want to tell you. Look at the facts. Don't you say it's a controversy thing, that's a conspiracy. That's very famous for America to say that when they want to say, I'm a patriotic people, I'm America, we have, in God we trust. In God you trust. I'm not talking about the citizen, I'm talking about big player. And how did the big players have lied to their own people? Many of them knew it. They know it. They have been lied to. Who's behind? Their own government with Israel and those who hate, you know, certain things. You know, you think all Israelites are good? No. Not Israel, all Israel. They are all bad Israel. They are evil Israel as well. There are a lot of Jews that hate Jesus Christ. They call him all kinds of names. There always a agenda behind. Just look at the Twin Tower, how it fell. At first I look at it, it doesn't register my mind when I was watching the news at that time in night, you know, 2001. And later I find it, then remind me of the image of it, it was a demolition. It was weeks later and months later that news came out that something was going on. All you do is just look at the facts. Don't listen to me. And some people don't think about it. You know, why did Brother Branham not pray for America? Good question. A man of God, a prophet, a messenger, why did he not pray for America? You know how hard he screamed out? Watch, listen to this one on the tape. He was screaming out to America to get back to the world. What do you mean? He should pray for America? But he said, I'm not going to pray for America. She's finished. They rejected the word. When you rejected the truth, man, you go crazy. Huh? You want democracy? As I said, democracy, demon crazy. You want your freedom, your amendment rights, to do this, to do that. And you create so much problem. Now, some people are telling those patriotic Americans, don't give up your guns. Hold on to your guns. You're going to need it. Because, you know, Well, maybe that's what we have it for. You know. If people think that the government will not destroy its own people because they have an agenda, they are missing the point. Huh? When you said the leader in America is the one behind the 9-1-1, he said, why could they want to kill their own people? Hey, look into history. Look at Israel. We have just finished studying that too. Huh? In our Friday evening about warfare. Look at Israel. What happened? That the nation was split into two. Because there is a struggle for power. And look at what happened in the north. Kings after kings, some are bad. They turned around and killed their own people too. Surprising. And mind you, brother and sister, Israel are God's people. And they are just as wicked as the sinners. America is supposed to be Christian nation. In God we trust. What happened to it? Huh? They have let down the bar. So you think it's easy to govern a nation? No. Because there's always spirits behind the government. They're moving the government so. Look at China too. Within their own dynasty up there. They're fighting among themselves. Brother will kill against kill their own brother. That's why we have the 12 sons of Jacob. Why? They want to take Joseph. They want to silence him. And God prevent them and they sold him to Egypt. Wasn't that? Hmm? What about the sons of King David? The one son will rape the sister from another wife of David. You think what's going on? See what's going on. And the lies that were spoken in Israel by kings. So what's up there in America? The second beast, the Bible call her a false prophet. Revelation chapter 13. Now look at the verse again. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth and had two horns like a lamb and his speck as a dragon. Ah. What does a dragon mouth look like? Ah. That's how he looks like. Speak with forked tongue. Revelation 16. Chapter 16, verse 13. Quickly. Well, I'm taking a long time for today. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's how the mouth of the dragon looked like. You saw it? It says that they're unclean frogs, out of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast. The beast is the first, that's the Romanism. And the mouth of the false prophet, that's Americanism. You understand that? And the Bible makes in Revelation 20 verse 2. Revelation chapter 20 verse 2. And he lay hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Dragon. Fabulous, marvelous, enchanting serpent. And the Bible call it that old serpent. Now that's also a different name, but this is the serpent which is referring to that old serpent, the one that was in the Garden of Eden. And the Bible also said that the one that was in the Garden of Eden is the one that is the devil. So they're all related. It's the devil himself, Satan. Remember that? Remember the Bible said that the Lucifer, he was the cherub that covereth. Remember? In the book of Ezekiel, that says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stone of fire. Now, as we close, take another couple more minutes. Got a 6 point now here. We're going to examine this virus. The question is this virus really a natural virus? Original virus? That jump from bat to man, jump from bat to animal to man? Or is this virus engineered in a bio lab? Now, in the news a couple of days ago, It says that reported that American Samuel teamed and worked with the Chinese team to find out the real source of the virus. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. They will find it. They will find the real source. The source they will find, they'll be wagging the dog. I can tell you that. They will find it. They'll be wagging the dog. You know what I mean by wagging the dog? If you don't know the expression of wagging the dog, look into the Google and find out the expression. You know, America is very famous for wagging the dog. They will find the virus. But let us look into the Bible and see whether this virus is really natural virus or engine. Is there a way to find out from the Bible? Go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male of him created he them, and blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that move upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seeds, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So what do you understand? The Bible said this, that everything is to bring forth their own kind. Right? Okay, let me ask you. The thing is, when God created all this creature, I'm talking about living things, I'm not talking about gold, silver, or iron, or you know, I'm talking about living thing. My question is this: how much genetic material and codes in the material that God put into the living things for their adaptation to environment? You understand what I'm saying? So, if you know, let's just go and talk about Adam and Eve and the serpent. If sin did not come in, you have Adam and you have Eve. They have children. They bring forth their own kind, right? You understand what I'm saying? They bring forth their own kind. They all be Adamic kind. There's no changes. There will be no... Not one of them will have dark skin. Not one of them will have clickly wriggly hair. They are African. None of them will be a dwarf. None of them will be a giant. Think about it. None of them will be blown up and obese. None of them will be skinny. Because the creation was perfect. You understand? Bring forth his own kind. But how much material God had put inside for them to adapt when there is a change? Okay. Now we know what happened in the garden, that the serpent came and brought about the serpent seed. And so we have Cain and his people. He killed Abel, and then God gave Adam another seed, Seth. So you have the Sethites and the Canaanites. So now we can crossbreed. Well, crossbreeding causes problem, isn't it? Because the seed are mixed. The code has been mixed. So there is a change. But how much of this code has been put in, and how much problem can it cause? Well, this is a serpent seed. This is a setup in the marriage. There's only one generation. But that's not why, after the three generations, I study mutation. I study, that's why, where did the giant come from? And How long it took for the giant to come? 3 generations. That's right. So there are giant king. If there is crossbreeding over again 3 times, you get something. And that's what happened. Now, after the God destroyed because people are so wiked, so he wiped up everybody. So now he started over again, using Adam, Noahic seed. Noah's descendant, 3 sons and their wives, to bring about the population that is in the world today. And that's why the mixture of genes, how much of this mixture that God put inside there, that allows men to adapt. Okay, so men migrate. Wherever they go, they adapt. So those went to China, after a couple of generations, they live near the Wang Ho River, the Yellow River, well, they're a bit yellow. Now, the people that migrate to Africa, where they eat of the soil there, as I said, you are what you eat. So they adapt over time. Their features change. Their hair change. Now look closer at the Chinese, the Japanese, and the Korean. Or you can tell something different. Right. Because they're all very related, because the Korean and the Japanese actually came from the Chinese. But the adaptation of where they are, the food that they eat in Japan and the food they eat in Korea, and the kimchi that they have, whatever, over 3-4 generations, their feature change. That is adaptation. So, how much of this genetic code God has put in there, in the virus, that will cause the virus to behave the way it behaves? Huh? In its normal environment, or the change of the environment? Interesting, isn't it? Okay, now, when you have drug interference, look at the thalidomide baby. Back in, I can't remember what year it was, the people manufactured this drug called thalidomide. You know, supposed to help those who have a problem with the body, like a cancer and all these things. But when they took it down and then after they went have a baby, what happened to the baby? You see that? That's what happened. When you have chemical that goes into your body, you alter some genetic there. In your sperm, in your ovary or in your egg, and the children are born, no feet, or what kind of feet do they have, no fingernail, stump hand. You have many pictures of this, you can see. And those are grown up, they really have no hand, no legs. Thalidomide, baby. This is what happens when you feed something to the body, chemical thing, they alter something in your gene. This is what causes it. Huh? But in normal, if you don't eat all this chemical and all, don't, you know, not radiated, but whatever it is, you wouldn't have this problem. Let me say this. If COVID-19 is an original virus, how come it behaved the way it behaved? Look at the Spanish flu. Spanish flu started in 1918. It goes from America over to Europe. Right? That's it. Probably to a bird someplace in India, and that's about it. The Asian flu, 1957, came from China in Hunan in the month of February. What kind of weather was that? What kind of weather was that? It's about 20 degrees, 12 degrees, you know, in the nighttime. And then it came down from Wuhan, down to Hong Kong, to Taiwan, to Singapore. And then it goes over to India, and then by the month of June, it went to America. And so Brother Ben was talking about it. It was warm. It was summer. So, the flu, the summer flu, or what we call it, the Asian flu, the temperature ranged around 15, 16 to, well, 40 degrees. And after, when the cold comes, it dies out. And that's what they were talking about, this COVID virus. They said that when summer comes, it will die out. Okay, look at the map. And look at what this COVID virus has done. Perhaps you will understand. Look at this map. You see the map? Look at this all over the world. Huh? Look at the Greenland. Can you find a little dot? You know what? How much was the temperature there? 4 degrees Celsius. And look at where the Sahara Desert is in Africa. You know what is the temperature now? It's 40 degrees Celsius. Now you tell me, how is it a virus can adapt to all this within a few months? From the cold in Greenland to a Sahara Desert, this is a pattern you see in COVID-19. You don't see it in the Spanish flu. You don't see it in the Asian flu. When Singapore had the flu, when we have in Singapore the flu, we call it equatorial flu, okay? It never happened in America. When America flu usually is in winter, and that's why people who are living in Europe, in places that they want to come to Singapore, away from the cold. Huh. So when America have this winter flu, if one person have flu over there in America in winter and come to Singapore in the month of December, do you think that he was spread it to Singapore? No. The virus is adapted to where the place is. It will take generation for the flu to convert to our, if you bring one over here to Singapore from a cold place, it will have to take years before it adapts here. But you cannot have a virus that can blow up and it's all over the world, cold and hot in certain places. That make no sense. Now, if you put me right now, send me to Norway or send me to Greenland, Iceland, I'd be shivering. I don't know how thick the clothes I have to put, and I'll probably have to mask my face to keep the cold air from my nose. You know that? You see, that's why when I was in America during the convention, I had this brother, pastor from India. When he was there, it was July. The weather also was hot, 40 degrees Celsius, or maybe 38, 39, 40 degrees Celsius, and it was hot and not humid. And he was from India, living out there in Bhusawal, which is a very extreme hot, 42, 33 degrees Celsius. And he went to America, you know what? I went to his motel room. It was hot. I said, you don't turn on the aircon. I said, no, brother, God, we are fine. So you see, he cannot take the cold. It's fine for 40 degrees something Celsius, and the weather is dry and it's fine. That's where he was when he lived in Bhusawal in India. You see. And I remember the time when Brother Jackson came to Singapore, he preferred to stay in the hotel and cool him down because the humidity is too high here. So we talk about adaptation. Now, if you tell me that this virus is in the world today, is an original and not engineered, I said it's impossible. Because my Bible tells me that. Everything of its own kind has a slight adaptation. And you take time for that, for living creature to adapt to a place, but not within a few weeks, and have this virus spread all over the world. We're not, how many months have we now? We're only, 4 months only, you see. So, laying the groundwork, and this time now we know that the Jew is looking forward, maybe this year, to have a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Because the gospel is already going back to them. Many, many, many Jews are now studying the Bible. Many Jews have actually converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hundreds of them every day are looking at the Bible, and many of them are actually giving their life to Jesus Christ. And within the next few days, 10 days, Israel would be 72 years old. Right? Would they have the temple sacrificed this year? Maybe. And they are 72 years old. And we know what the Bible says. From the Psalms of Moses in Psalms 90 verse 10. And when he was singing out the song about how their trial out there and in the wilderness. And all the struggle they have and the friction that they have and how God judged them harshly and this and that because of their disobedience. He said that, you know, we shall live only for 70 years. But by good reason and good health, we may live to 80. Now, Israel is 72. Would it have another 8 years to go? Because Israel had been struggling, keeping themselves all these years. Would God allow on them to have 80 years? Our time is late. Christ is coming soon. And the Lord bless all of you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for your grace. It's been a long session here today. But I pray, Lord, that we have wisdom to see what's on the horizon. To have the understanding, Lord, that Satan and his whole of fallen angels, Lord, are out here on this earth, running to and fro. Yes, Lord. Seeking whom he may devour. And it's also true, Lord, that they are up to filthy, dirty works as well, undermining nations of the world and bring the world, O Lord, and the people to the subjection of the Antichrist. We know, Father, the first beast and the second beast, they will have to fulfill their times or the prophecy that thou have laid up for them. Father, we thank you for the revelation of thy word. I pray, Lord, you bless everyone today. Take the word and break it down further, Lord, to our understanding. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.